Okay, the Mishnah said that a psula gets married Wednesday night. Why? In case there's a problem, he runs to Bezna the next morning, and, you know, he could run that she's not a psula and, you know, make his case. So the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. Well, does he get married on Wednesday, and they live together on Wednesday, or they get married on Wednesday and live together Wednesday night, which is Thursday?
Why such a question? I don't understand.
You'll see in the Gemara.
Because the whole thing,
we'll see in the Gemara. The question was asking this. When the Mishnah said, Besula Nisaz B'Revi, does it mean that a girl, a virgin, gets married on Wednesday? B'Nivla B'Revi, and she can live with her husband on Wednesday, was called the Bias Mitzvah. Okay, normally, okay, you're not supposed to have relations during the day unless if it's a darkened room. So this would be the case. And we're not afraid that he's going to calm down. What's the whole word? He should run to Bezdin when he's angry. Right? What, the Mishnah said you don't get married Tuesday night. Because Bezdin sits Monday and Thursday.
Exactly.
Right? So therefore, you don't get married Tuesday night. Because by Thursday morning, he'll calm down and he won't run to Bezdin. So the Gemara asks, are we afraid that if they live together Wednesday afternoon, then by Thursday morning he'll cool down and he won't be angry? Or do we say, no, we're not afraid of that. And therefore they can have get married Wednesday and live together Wednesday. And we're not afraid that he's going to cool down from Wednesday afternoon to Thursday morning. Or maybe not, that's not what the Mishnah means. Maybe the Mishnah means, Nisaz B'Revi, she gets married on Wednesday. V'nevelas b'chamishi, chamishi means Wednesday night, which is Thursday. The Chayshina, and we're afraid, that he's going to calm down, but not if it's Wednesday night. In other words, if they're living together Wednesday night, and he'll be angry Wednesday night, he'll come right away in the morning to Bezdin. But if they're living together Wednesday afternoon, maybe by the time Thursday comes around, he'll calm down already. So you might ask, are we afraid of him calming down or not?
Those few hours would make difference?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's mentality. If something happens at night, right away, okay, in the morning I'm going to take care of it. But if it happens during the day, you have a whole night to calm you down. So by the time the morning comes, you know, you're going to be calm already. So I must ask you a very practical thing. Does the Mishnah mean they get married on Wednesday? That's clear. B'sula nisaz liyei maravi. Right? It's clear the Mishnah says that B'sula gets married Wednesday. The question is, do they live together Wednesday night, which is Thursday, or do they live together Wednesday afternoon? That's the Gemara's question.
Is the Gemara taking the time of Torah time, like Wednesday night is actually
Wednesday night is Thursday? That's what the Gemara says.
This yeah.
Or Nivelus Bechamishi, Thursday means Wednesday night, which is Thursday.
Start of Thursday.
Right. Or like Rashi says, Nivalus Bechamin, Mishatechshach B'Revi. Wednesday night, no. Okay, so Gemara says, Tani, Toshma, the Tani Bar Kapara said like this. He learned the Braisa that says the following. Psula Nisaz B'Revi, he says clearly, a girl gets married on Wednesday, V'Nivalus Bechamishi, and lives together Wednesday night. Why? Why should they get married? Why should they live together Wednesday night? Because Thursday, fish were created. Fish multiply a lot. So Bar Kapara says they should get married Wednesday, but they should live together Wednesday night, because Wednesday night is Thursday, and Thursday is a great bracha day for fish. Why? Because on Thursday is when Hashem gave the bracha to the fish. Almana, a widow, Nisaz b'chamishi, she gets married Thursday, v'nevelas b'shishi, and they live together Thursday night. Why? Hail v'nemra ba bracha l'adam, because Friday Hashem told Adam Rishon, hey Amid Aleph.
Bracha l'adam.
No, and the first, hey, on top. No, that, what does it say there, Vav?
Hey.
On the second side. On top.
Top.
Says, hey, Vav.
Hey.
Okay, so go midway down the page. So he says like this. Bar Kapara said the following. And it's very interesting the way the Gemara is going to discuss this issue. But Kabar says, it says clearly in a Braisa, a girl gets married Wednesday and lives with her husband Wednesday night. Why? Because Wednesday night, Thursday, is a great day for bracha for fish. A widow gets married Thursday, and she lives together Thursday night. What's so special about Thursday night? Why not Thursday day? Because there's a bracha for people, pruervu, on Thursday, and Friday. When did Hashem create Adam? Friday. When did Hashem say pruervu?
Friday.
So therefore, a widow gets married. What do you see from here? The Gemara says nothing about cooling down, not cooling down. God, the only reason is bracha. So Gemara says, Avo mishumi krure daitan, but the only reason the Gemara says is do it, because otherwise, Bar Kapara's Braisa should have said the following. She gets married Wednesday, and they live together Wednesday. Or, get married Thursday night, live together because of cooling down. He doesn't talk about cooling down at all. So that we're not afraid of cooling down. The only reason why the Bryce is saying they can't live together Wednesday afternoon is not because he's going to cool down. Because there's a bracha Wednesday night for fish. So you see, we're not concerned that the guy's going to cool down.
Why is he going to be upset? Because she's not a pesula?
Mm-hmm. Oh. People wanted to marry pesulas.
The bracha for fish, what it has to be the Adam. The Yom Shishi makes sense that we give it to the person, yeah, but again, what has to do?
Yeah, I mean, besides, she's not going to have children anymore. She's almana.
No. For the Betula.
First of all, almanas can have kids.
She already has kids. It's not a bracha.
Almana could be a 20-year-old almana. Especially in those days, people died very young.
So why not on
Chamisha? 1 minute. So Gemara says 1 minute. Iyachi, I don't understand. Almana namiti bo b'chamishi. Let the widow also live on Thursday. That's a bracha for fish. You're telling me a psula lives Wednesday, Thursday because of bracha for fish. So why can't an almana also live on Thursday for bracha for fish? So Gemara says no. Bracha da adam adifa. A bracha for people is better than a bracha for fish.
So let the Sula and the...
Yeah, but the problem is we need Bezdin.
Oh, we need Bezdin. Well, according to Parakha, talking about bracha. If he's only talking about bracha...
I understand. But the Pearl back apart is saying a Braisa, not contradicting our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a Psula gets married Wednesday. But our Mishnah doesn't say when she lives with the guy. Bar Kapara's Braisa clearly says she lives with him Wednesday night. Why? Not because we're afraid he's going to cool down. Because there's a bracha for fish. But an almana gets married on Thursday and lives with him Thursday. Not because there's bracha for people on Friday.
So
Gemara says, so let an almana also live with the guy on Thursday. The answer is because Adam's bracha is better than fish. Now, but obviously Psula needs Bezdin on Thursday, so you can't let him get married on Thursday. Okay. Inami, another reason, Mishum Shoktu. There's another reason why of Almona needs to live with the guy on Friday. Why? Because of Shoktu. Remember, learned before Shoktu. The Gemara says, here's the opposite. Shoktu means the Chachamim were very concerned about Jewish girls. Shkida, like dedication, you know. So by a psula we said, why can't she get married Sunday night? Because Bezdin sits Monday, let her get married Sunday. Because Gemara said we need 3 days to get the meal ready. Right? So if there's Sunday, you don't have 3 days. You need Thursday, Friday. Like this, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, she gets married. But if she gets married... But here, this is the reverse. The din is that an almana, there's 3 days of simcha after the wedding. Now, halachically, if a psula gets married, first time wedding, there's 7 days sheva brachas that she's not allowed to work. He's not allowed to work, she's not allowed to work. By almana, or grusha, it's 3 days.
It's
halacha.
Where the
Beris
of the
Korv? No, I mean, why? Samavav,
Samavav, why 3 verses 7? I don't understand. I mean, how
could... Can I ask you a question? Why what if you
want
to go work after, like, next, what if you take 2 days off and you have to go back to work?
You're not allowed to work during Sheva Brachas. It's a din shchunar.
It's like
one second. So Gemara says like this. The Gemara's question was, if an almana has a bracha for fish on Thursday and a bracha for Adam pro revu on Friday, why does an almana get married Thursday and live with the husband Thursday night because of bracha? So the Gemara answers, one reason is person's bracha is better than the fish's bracha. Fish bracha is on Thursday when Hashem created the fish. Umilo sa'aretz, right, or whatever the lashon over there, the ge'ayam, but the bracha of people is better. There's another answer. What's called shaktu. What do you mean shaktu? The Tanya says in the Braisa the following. What's the reason why an almana gets married on Thursday? Vinevel is b'shishi and lives with her husband Thursday night. Why? Shemat emetibo b'chamishi. If you're going to say she's going to live with him on Thursday, what's going to happen? L'macher, Friday morning, mashkim lum nasi v'heilichlai. He's going to get up and go to work.
What?
If Almana marries a guy, yeah, and he lives with her Thursday day, so what's going to happen? He'll sleep off Thursday night, and Friday he'll go to work. And they won't have 3 days of celebration. So what did the Chachamim say? We want him to live, to be together Thursday night. So Friday he's not going to go to work, because it's still the same day. Then he has Shabbos. And then we'll soon see what the Gemara says. Shaktu Chachamim, al betakonas b'nei Yisrael. The Chachamim were diligent in the welfare of the Jewish girls. She sameach imei shloshi yomim, that he should be celebrating with her 3 days. What 3 days do you have? Chamishi b'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos. Because the first day of the wedding is also counted one of the days of Sheva Brachas, right? Even by a regular person. If you get married Sunday, during the day, Sunday is day one, right? So if the Almana gets married Thursday...
Thursday night, I mean...
No, the wedding is Thursday. So he's rejoicing with her Thursday. He won't go to work Friday because they're together Thursday night. So he's still in that celebration mood. And then Shabbos will have the third day off, and Sunday he'll go to work. But if they get married Thursday and they're together Thursday, Friday he's going to go to work. So the Chum say, we don't want that to happen. So this is the source, by the way, where Almana needs to have 3 days of celebration.
You mean Thursday during the day?
By the way, there's no Sheva Brachas. Almana, if it's only Simcha, like... If let's get the halacha straight over here. What the din is? If an almon marries almana,
Gerusha is the same thing.
Same thing.
Wait a minute, almana and almana.
Okay, almana is a widow.
Okay,
almon is a man widower. If a divorcee marries a divorcee, or a widower marries a widow. Second marriage is for both, in simple English. The Sheva Brachas only the day of the wedding. That's it. For three
but
days.
Seven Brachas.
Sheva Brachas, the better chasana, only by the wedding.
Okay.
You have the chuppah, then you have the meal, and you make Sheva Brachas at the end of the meal, right? Hello? Sheva Brachas, okay. Then, the next 3 days, no tachnun, and they're not allowed to work. But there's no Sheva Brachas. Got it?
Like din aninot, I mean, like din avelot. Same dini applies. No, I mean, same. You can't move out of the. I mean, you can't.
You go out of the house with a shomer, whatever. Okay. Now, first time marriage for both.
7 brachas.
7 days each day. If you want, you can make sheva brachas for 7 days. Now, what happens if one of the two never were married before? That means a single guy marries a widow, single guy marries a
divorcee.
Grusha, divorcee. Either one it's 7 days. As long as one of them was never married, it's 7 days. Okay? So if a 60-year-old man who's divorced 5 times marries a 55-year-old woman who was never married, Sheva Bracha 7 days. And the same thing reverse. A 55-year-old woman is married 10 times and marries a 60-year-old guy in that buck was never married before, so Sheva Bracha 7 days. So the Gemara says like this. There's two reasons the Gemara is explaining why an almana should get married Thursday but live with her husband Thursday night. Okay. One reason is because it's the bracha for people. So Thursday night's a good night because Thursday night's Friday. Hashem said pru urvu to Adam. So it's a bracha for it. So it's a good day. That's reason number one. And reason number two is shaktu. What does shaktu mean? That the Chachamim said we want the widow to celebrate 3 days. So if he lives with her Thursday, also, if he gets married Thursday and lives with her Thursday, Thursday night is already breaking it, and Friday morning he's going to go to work. And the Chacham want 3 day celebration. So therefore the Chacham say like this, get married Thursday, so Thursday is celebration. Thursday night they're living together, so Friday he's not going to go to work, and then you have Shabbos, so you have 3 days of celebration, and then Sunday he goes to work. So this is the two reasons the Gemara says why an almana gets married Thursday, but she doesn't live with her husband until Thursday night. The Gemara just says like this, my ikar v'im bracha l'shaktu. What's the difference halachically between these two reasons? So the Gemara says like this, the din is that a guy, an almana, right, the second marriages, gets married Thursday, but they don't live together on Thursday night, either because of the bracha for fish, for people, I mean, or because of shaktu. Is there a halachic difference between the two reasons? And the Gemara says there is. What's the difference? Ike benayu, Adam Bottle, a guy that never works. A guy that never works, so he's not going to work anyway. So then, that guy can get married Thursday and live with her on Thursday. According to the reason of Shaktu. Right? Because we only want him to be together Thursday night, that he shouldn't go to work Friday. But if the guy's not anyway going to work, then, but if the reason is because of the bracha for people, that applies even if the guy doesn't work, and therefore he needs to be together Thursday night. Or, Yom Tov Shecholi is Be'er of Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday. So again, if it's Shaktu, he's not going to go to work. Right? And if the reason is for Bracha, so then he can't get married. He has to live together anyway with the Thursday night.
Bracha only happens the first time?
Yeah, because the first time. No, it's the first time.
What happened to Golut?
Golut.
No, because that's of the...
Shaktu?
No, you said because of Golut. I mean, 2 days?
No. I said if Yom Tov falls out on Friday, so he's not going to go to work anyway on Friday.
Okay.
The reason of Shaktu means we don't want him to go to work on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Therefore, for that reason... They get married Thursday, but they'll have to be together Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if he's not going to work anyway on Friday, either because he never works, or because it's Yom Tov, so then you have the 3 days, even if he lives with her Thursday. But if the reason is because of Bracha, then you need to wait to be together Thursday night. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Should we use to practice this?
Yeah, but it's not done today. Shchunor says it's not done.
They used to do like this?
Yeah. The Mishnah says that's when they did it.
So what do the people do nowadays? There is no Sheva Bracha whatsoever, just one day?
When? Second marriages for both? Yeah, just the wedding.
Just the wedding.
That's it. Okay, about 15 lines into the Rashi, which says, V'lecha shinan l'kruri daita. The Gemara's original question was, when the Mishnah said, Psula gets, now we're going back to Psula now. Psula gets married on Wednesday. The question is, does she live with the guy on Wednesday or does she have to live with him Wednesday night? Thursday. Why? Because we're afraid that she might not be a Psula and then he has to run to Bezdin. So are we afraid he's going to cool down from Wednesday afternoon to Thursday morning or not? So Rashi explains, Im la'imatzel ha'psulim, are we saying like this? If he doesn't find that she's a psula, le'chashin and she is karar kasei, we're not afraid his anger will calm down. But I put it in that little bit of difference between Wednesday day and Wednesday night. So the Gemara says, the girl, Rebecca Potter's Bryce says clearly, Nevelas b'chamishi. Okay, the girl gets married Wednesday, and she lives in Chamishi. But it means, Rashi says, what does Chamishi mean? Mishetech shach b'revi, when Wednesday becomes dark, v'tikonis lo Chamishi, and then they live together on Thursday, which is Wednesday night. Bracha l'dogim, the Gemara said, Thursday is a good day for bracha. Why? It's a bracha for fish. What did Hashem say to the fish? Pruervu umilu asamayim. That's why fish multiply a lot. Because there's no ayin hara because they're covered. So that's what Gemara says. That's why they multiply a lot.
But it has to do with the Adam. That's for the fish.
No, that's what the Gemara
so could the fish, they can multiply.
What was the bracha Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef? The yid kula reiv bekerav haaretz. She multiplied like fish. I'm saying it. So it says hoyel v'nemer. What's the mile of Friday though? Because it says the bracha l'adam. What's the bracha l'adam? Pruervu umilu es haaretz. Fruitful, multiplying, conquer the land. So Gemara says, what do we see from Bakapora's Braise? It only speaks about brachas. It doesn't speak about cooling down. Time and mishum the bracha. But so therefore, mandolay kapit a bracha. A guy says, you know what, I don't need those brachas. I don't need the brachas. Mishum ekurure daite lecha, shum an arafate is going to cool down. Mishum high porta because of the little, you have it, see? Hey, Amir Aleph. Huh?
Which again?
Hey, Amir Aleph. In Rashi, slightly past the middle of the page. We're not afraid of Wednesday afternoon to Thursday morning. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why doesn't Amana live with the guy Thursday night? If Thursday day is a bracha fish, why can't she live with the guy Thursday's day? So the Gemara answered, bracha da adam adifa. Okay? Bracha of a person is better, obviously. So then the question is, Rashi's hinting to a question. So let a psula get married Thursday also. It's a bracha for people. Rashi said, Mibishishi lay tenasi psula. A psula though can't get married to have relations on Friday. Why? The bizman oda chacheni bishabis. Because now you have to wait until Bezdin sits again on Monday. So the guy's gonna cool down from Thursday. Yeah, Friday and Shabbos and Sunday, he's gonna cool down. By the time the judges come on Monday, Chashin and Lekrude, we're afraid he's going to cool, calm down. Avo Mirevi at Chamishi, but from Wednesday to Thursday, that we're not afraid of.
Wednesday during the day.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And the Gemara says, what's the inyan of Shakdu? Because the Chacham wants the guy to celebrate 3 days with his wife, with Almona. He says, but if they're living together Thursday, then Thursday day, then Thursday night he'll have a good sleep, and Friday morning he'll go to work. Because partying, meaning Sheva Brachas, is only one day. Remember he said only by the wedding. So the guy's going to go to work the next day. He said, listen, there's no Sheva Brachas. Why shouldn't I go to work? And the Chachamim wanted the new couple, the new old couple, to celebrate 3 days. So the Chachamim said not. Okay, so the Gemara says, Chamishi b'Shabbos yim chupa, b'Shishi b'Shabbos chibas b'al, have the relations. And the Gemara said, what's the difference if you hold the reason of shaktu or bracha? So Rashi says it like this, adam batal, meaning, l'man da'amer bracha da'adam adifa, if you hold the bracha of people is better than the bracha of fish, avzu tibol b'Shishi. This guy should also get, live with his almano wife Thursday night. Why? Because he's not going to work anyway. Friday. Leman di arma mishum shaktu. But if the reason is because of shaktu, you need 3 days. Nevelas b'chamishi. Then she should live with the guy anyway on Thursday. That he shouldn't go to his work. Okay, that's the difference. Okay, let's go to Taisis. The third Taisis on the page, it starts, Iyachi Almona Nami Tibol B'chamishi. You see? The Gemara said, if Thursday is a bracha fish, why does an almonic should also be, live with her husband on Thursday? Why is she waiting for Friday, for Thursday night? So he says like this, Bishle meyavetone bebraise. If the braise, it would have made sense, if the braise says, psula nevalis bechamishi, that a girl gets married on Thursday, meaning lives with the guy Wednesday night, mishum ikrurideit, because he's going to cool off, like we said, v'lei mishum bracha de dogim, and not because of a bracha for fish, lechashiva, because that's not too important, have a nichalan, it would make sense, ba'amana demelis b'shishi mishum bracha, meaning like this, if the braise said that the real reason why a psula gets married Wednesday and lives with him Wednesday night because we're afraid he's going to cool down, then it makes sense why an almona should get married Thursday night. Because it's bracha of a person. Aval hash, the time of the psula mitshum bracha. But if you're telling me the reason of a psula is not because of bezdin, it's because of bracha, if you tell me the virgin gets married Wednesday because of bracha for fish Wednesday night, so now the question is, let the almana also get married the same day for the same bracha of fish. If the reason is only because Wednesday night is not because of fish, not because of a bracha, but because the guy's going to cool down, then it makes sense that the almana should be together Thursday night because brach of a person. But if the reason why an Amon Absula gets married Wednesday and lives Wednesday night because of a bracha for fish, that means it's such a good thing, so let an Amon also be together Thursday for fish. That's the Gemara's answer. Tosfos explained the Gemara's question.
But he's not adding anything to Usula.
He is. No, can I explain? I explain the according to Tosfos.
Oh.
The Gemara's question was, if a psula is living with the guy Wednesday night because of bracha for fish, so let an almon also get... Okay, what's the question? If the reason is because of bezdin, not because of bracha by a psula, there's no bracha at all, so that makes sense, almon should get married Thursday night because of bracha for people. But you tell me a psula gets married Wednesday because of bracha for fish, why should an almon have a different bracha than a psula? If it's a good enough bracha, do it then also.
We'll have the psula get married on Shishi.
But the problem is, but no, by a psula we're also afraid he's not going to find psula. He's going to find that she's not a psula. And then we'll have to run the next day to Besdin. But if they get married Thursday night, there's no Besdin until Monday. But then it'll cool down. Yeah. Which is interesting, that it looks like the Chum didn't want the guy to cool down.
Yeah.
It looks like the Chum want the guy to stay angry. Because okay, the Chum should say, listen, let the guy cool down, there won't be a fight. Like, this is going to fight in Besdin. It seems the Gemara wants that, you know, she tricked him.
Because there's a chashash that she lived somebody else.
Well, that's either that, that she's not a psula.
He's taking the best thing too, because maybe he made a full lolly for.
No, that doesn't count.
Does it have to do with mekana?
Men can do whatever they want.
Does it have to do with mekana, that the husband should mekana the wife a little bit?
No, no.
So why is that taka? Why is it? Chachamim didn't want the.
Because the woman tricked him. And the ksuba is a different amount of ksuba.
Oh.
Why, because of such a small chashash, they do this? You said last time, because, some people, they make a get before Khatuna, so this, like, mentality is not good. You think something negative. Here, it looks like something negative. The husband go to Kupa, or maybe she's not with Tula. And because of innocence, the mentality is not
no, good. He's getting married Wednesday night.
No,
Wednesday night is also a bracha fish. It's a good time.
No, but
it's also... because she lied to him. You know, in today's world, there's a very big shaila that is discussed in halacha. When a boy and a girl get married today, yeah? Do you have to ask if she's a psul or not?
Nowadays, yeah, no.
Do you have to ask? Or you can only, don't ask, don't tell. Like Darmi, don't ask, don't tell. No, you think about it. I get these calls.
What about like
a... Somebody told me a Kohen's going out with a girl. He wants to know, the girl was in campuses. Is there a chiyuv to ask the girl if you're kosher l'kohen or not? Or just don't ask, don't tell.
How can a kohen do that? Do you have to because of the kohen?
If you don't know, you don't know.
What do you mean you don't know, you don't know? So what happened after fact you find out that...
And then she's not believed anymore.
She's not believed what?
How are you going to find out?
You're going to ask her?
I don't know. Something happens, you begin, you find out...
I told this to the guy. The guy called me yesterday. A kohen is going out with this girl about tshuva. Everybody's bali tshuva, you know. And she was on campus... And he wants to know if she is, there's a chiyuv to ask her. I said, some guys do, some guys, some rabbanim say you have to ask, some rabbanim say you don't have to ask. But I said, well, let me ask you a question. Is there any way it is going to be verified later that she was not kosher l'kayin? Because then you might have to divorce her.
Yeah, that's
it. He said, that's not going to happen. So the question is, if the woman herself says, she's not believed afterwards. If she says before the wedding, if the girl says before the wedding she was with a guy, then she can't marry a kohen. But if the day after the wedding she says, I was with a guy, you don't believe
her. Why would she say that? Why would she use something stupid like
that?
She didn't know.
Why isn't she believed?
She doesn't know.
Why isn't she believed? Why isn't she believed then?
Because Shema Nasan Einav Ba'achar. Once a woman is married, maybe she wants to get out of the marriage because she wants to marry somebody else. Chumsi, you don't believe her. But before the wedding, you believe her. So the question is, we learned Eidon the Mesa Misatzmei Rosha. A person not believed to make himself a Rosha.
You know, my feeling towards
it. One second. How could a woman be believed to make herself a Rosha? You come to a girl before the wedding. Were you with a guy? She says, yes. She cannot marry a kohen. Right? And that was, we believe her, that she was with a guy. And a kohen can't marry a woman who was with a guy. Yeah? Why? She's basically, she did an aveda. If somebody says, I ate chazer, Bezin doesn't believe him. If some Bezin comes to back, I killed somebody, Bezin doesn't believe him. Right? That's the halacha. Ain't other mason misatz mirosh. It's later on in Ksuvah. Daf Yudches. The Mishnah says a person not believed to make himself a rasha. So why, if a woman says, "I was with a guy before she got married," why can't she marry a guy and say we don't believe you and finish it? Mm-hmm. Because there's another. Relax. I know you don't agree with it. It doesn't matter. So the Gemara says that's a different din. It's not a question of belief. It's what's called shavya nafshi chaticha de isura. Just like you can forbid kosher food for you, you can make a nether, right? A guy can make a nozzle, makes a nether, he's not going to drink wine, right? Either Torah says you could drink wine. A person has the ability to make something forbidden for themselves by saying what they say. It's not a question we believe it that she was with a guy. She has the ability to make herself forbidden for the guy. And therefore, before the wedding, it's not that you believe that she was with a guy. She's basically saying a vow, so to speak, like a vow, I am also l'koyen. It's not a question of namanas. It's a question, she's making herself forbidden for a koyen. If a guy comes along and says, this food is treif. Not out of ignorance, he says, this food is treif. He's not allowed to eat it. Why? I is not treif. He made shavir anafshe. He made upon himself chaticha. It's a chaticha, it's a piece of isura, of isur. So if a woman before the wedding says, "I'm with a guy," that'll be done. You don't believe her, because a person is not believed to make something an aveda for themselves. What it is that you make it that she forbids that person on her, meaning any kohen on her. That's the issue.
Why is she doing that?
Not that I don't disagree.
She did it because
it's not that I don't disagree with you. That's that, I'm just saying that.
Soda.
What? Soda. Something's wrong with the soda.
That's fine.
Should I get a new one?
No, it's fine. What am I gonna?
I'm just saying that shouldn't a kohen, who sets him up with this girl, know that a girl who went to college, 5 years after she graduated college, she had.
Maybe she was only with Jewish guys.
Jewish guy, is that an issue? I forgot.
Maybe. But in college campuses, 90% of those kids are non-Jews, right?
Maybe she was very frum. She was only with Jews.
Yeah, well, maybe then she became religious. Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying, wouldn't a shotgun or somebody, a rich folk, ask her?
Shotgun, he'd shoot him.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The matchmaker?
Because the definition of a zayna is a woman is forbidden for a kohen. Besides divorce, there's a concept called zayna. Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikach. Right? What's the difference of a zayna? In English, in Hebrew today, zayna means a prostitute. But the Gemara says that's not what zayna means. Zayna means a woman that lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. Okay? She cannot marry a guy. She lives with a guy, she's also a kohen. If she had relations with incest, let's say with a brother, because she can't marry the brother, she cannot marry a kohen.
But with a regular Jew?
Yeah, a regular Jew, technically she can marry them.
Kohen can marry
her? Yeah. She's not a zayna.
But she's not betula.
Only a kohen god has to marry a psula.
Oh, that's a
misunderstanding.
A kohen gadol who isha b'psula yikach, but a kohen regular kohen doesn't have to marry psula. There's a very interesting question. The Gemara: a kohen gadol married a regular kohen, married an almana, and then he became a kohen gadol.
Then what happens?
I don't know. Gemara.
So it's the same question.
Could be.
Because in the college there are more going than it's a perushma. What is it they
call the punishment over punishment? But it's kavu. It's not necessarily called the punishment. Whatever. Okay. But the bottom line is. So the question is, do you have to ask or not? Oh, we got off topic.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
maybe Sako the girl, she's like a Baal Sheshuva. She doesn't know that if she is not betula, cannot marry with the kohen. She doesn't know. She doesn't have the information.
But what they someone's explaining to her?
You know how many calls they get from girls? I don't know if they are. I don't know if that's who they are. I need to know if I can marry a kohen. So I don't say, you with the... I don't do that. I say, let me tell you, these are the definitions of a girl that can marry. If you had relations with a guy. If you're divorced. If you had relations with somebody you would not be allowed to marry. I put out all these things, and that's it at the end of the phone call. Then she knows if she can marry a kohen. I'm not going to ask her, were you with a guy? I mean, what's my business? No, I'm serious. I mean, she asked me if she can marry a kohen. They said, this is the status. Well, a lot of times you have Bali Tshuva girls that are looking for Shaduchim, and somebody's talking about a kohen, so you ask the girl, are you kosher a kohen or not? But some people say, well, don't ask. But if the girls know, they know if they're kosher a kohen or not. Okay, Inami, another next thesis. Inami, or the Gemara says another reason why an almana should be with the guy Thursday night instead of Thursday day is because of Shoktu. So the Gutesa, a very simple question. The Barka Paris Braisa says clearly the reason is for Bracha. So how does the Gemara say Shoktu? The Braisa itself says the reason why she gets married Thursday and lives with the guy Thursday night is because of Bracha. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara, how could the Gemara answer it's because of Shoktu?
Is it a minig or is it a halacha?
Shoktu is halacha.
No, you just said not anymore.
No. That.
Those days.
No, shoktu 3 days. You're not allowed to go to work.
But you just said nowadays it doesn't apply anymore.
I did. I said the days of the week that get married doesn't apply. That's what I said. Today you get married Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
But still the halacha of...
Shoktu still stays.
Two divorces, still they have to 3 days.
There's only Sheva Brachs 1 day at the wedding.
But 3 days...
3 days no tachnu, 3 days they're not allowed to go work. That's the shoktu, that's exactly what... Takana of Shaktu was.
I misunderstood it.
No, that's a Takana Chacham of Shaktu. So Taisa says, hey, Chimotzila Meimer Shaktu, how can the Gemara say the reason why Almana gets married Thursday and lives with the guy Thursday night because of Shaktu? Hava Braisa Ktana Behedyet, the Braisa clearly says it's Mishum Bracha. Right? So how can you say, how can, the Gemara is explaining the Braisa when the Braisa itself says a different reason. Yeshleimar, it means like this. The Lahai Shinuya Avepirisha Braisa. According to the sense of Shaktu, this is what the Braisa means. Almana nisaz b'chamishi, and Almana gets married Thursday, v'nefeles b'shishi, and lives with them Thursday night. Why mishum shoktu? Like it's explained in a different braisa. In other words, right, mishum bracha is additional. It's an additional reason. From Taman, now Tesis asks a different question. Mishum birchas dogim hayulam laniach takonis shoktu. It says like this. Taisus is asking, don't you think bracha is better than shoktu? If you're worried about the Jewish girls, don't you think to get married in an auspicious time is better than not going to work? Why did the Chum care about that? So Taisus can answer very simple. Because Thursday night is also bracha for people. It's also a bracha. So we don't have to take away shaktu.
You can have both.
It says, in Taimishim bracha, the hayilam laniach takon of shaktu, they should have taken away this takon of shaktu. So Taisa Leichosh Chum didn't care about that. Why? Hayil b'shishi nami nemer bracha la'odam. Because on Friday, meaning Thursday night, there's also bracha for people. So now you can have two things, shaktu and bracha. Now, the Gemara asked the question, this is what next Taisa is going into. The Gemara said, what's the difference between bracha and shaktu? Okay? It wasn't if the reason is bracha or the reason is shaktu. So Taisa is going to ask a very simple question. If I tell you it's an auspicious time, you could say, you know what, I don't care about that. But if the Chachamim say, you must have 3 days, you can't say, I don't care about that.
Takana.
Huh?
It's takana.
Yeah, the Gemara said what? The Gemara asked the question, what's the difference between shaktu and bracha? Right? So Tzai says, what's the question? Bracha, I can say, you know what? I don't care about a bracha. I'll get married Monday night. I don't care. Right? But shaktu is a chacham decreed that this is what you must do. You can't say, I don't care about that. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the difference between bracha and shaktu? If a guy doesn't care about the bracha, but he has to care about shaktu. They say, what's the Gemara's question?
Why can't you say he has to care about bracha also?
He doesn't, I don't want a bracha.
We want you to have a lot of children.
1 second.
Nice.
I tell you, listen, even today, yeah? Tuesday we know is a mazel dika day, yeah?
Tuesday or?
Yeah. Tuesday. Huchba expression is huchba baikite. Okay, now. If a guy says, you know what, I really don't care, I want to move Monday, is he doing a sin?
Move Monday? What are you talking about?
To move.
Move to a new place.
Move to a new house.
Okay.
From a garage to a shul.
Yeah.
Okay. So if a guy says, you know what, we don't say, bracha doesn't mean you must do it Tuesday because Tuesday is a mazel dika day. You could advise somebody, you know, it's a mazel dika day, it's a good day to move. If a guy says, I don't care. Okay. For me, it's better Monday. He's not called a sinner. He's not going against the Chachamim. But if the Chachamim say, you must spend 3 days with your wife, and therefore you have to get married Thursday night, then Friday, Shabbos, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, you have 3 days, so then he's going against the Chachamim. So what Taisus is asking, what's the Gemara's question, basically?
It's a strong question.
Taisus says, Mishum Le mikra avraina, even though avraina means a guy that calls against the chachamim. So what do you mean, what's the difference? It's a big difference. Taisa mikama kein boi, the Gemara's question is like this. Lama li taima de bracha, why do I not need the reason of bracha? Just have shaktu. That's the Gemara's question. Why isn't Shaktu a good enough reason that you must get married Thursday night? So the Gemara, so then we, it's not a good, why do I need the reason of Bracha? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because a guy doesn't work anyway, then the Shaktu doesn't apply. So Bracha would apply. Inami Boya, the Gemara's question is like this. My Ika, what's the difference? Bein Lishin the Mishane Bracha the Adam Adifalei. What's the difference, halachically, between the reason of a bracha of a person is better or a shaktu? That's the Gemara's question. We're not talking about, are you an Avrayan or not? Are you going against Torah or not? The Gemara says, just explain to me what's the difference in halacha. For a guy that wants to do everything right. Umishani, the Gemara answers, what does it mean? Ika benai adam batal. A guy who doesn't work anyway. Inami yomtiv shacholiyus erev Shabbos. The lishna, the time of the brayser mishum shaktu, because the reason of the brayser that says shaktu v'lei mishum bracha. Right, and if you go by the shaktu reason, not the bracha reason, heicha the leka shaktu. Here, there's no shaktu because the guy doesn't work anyway. Then he could live with her on Thursday or Friday, whatever he wants, he could do it. But according to the first reason, the time of the braisim ishum bracha, that is reason, like the braisim clearly says bracha, like the mashma pashta the braisim, then the question is, afilu adam batal, even by a person that doesn't work, or biyamtiv shokholi is bar of Shabbos when he's not allowed to work, the lekam ishum shaktu, the reason of shaktu doesn't apply because he's not going to go to work anyway, mikamakim mishum bracha tibol bashishi. Because of bracha, he should do it Thursday night. Vafilu lahay lishin, even that lashin. Ilav shetiknu mishum b'shaktu. Okay, he says like this. The verse answer is even more. If the reason of shaktu wouldn't apply, the chachamim wouldn't have made a separate day for that, just for bracha. The mashu psula, even though Thursday is a good day for fish. But there's another reason of Bezdin. That's the main reason. Right? Just because of bracha, you don't establish days. Like the Gemara asked before, why can't you get married Sunday night? The Gemara doesn't answer because Sunday night's not a bracha. Wednesday night is a bracha. The Gemara doesn't, remember before the Gemara asked, so let them get married Sunday. Yeah? If the reason is because of Bezdin, the Gemara says, get married Sunday night, then you can run Monday to Beis Din. Why do you have to get married Wednesday night? Right? What did the Gemara answer? Because it's Shaktu. The Gemara didn't answer because of Bracha. The Gemara could have answered, listen, Wednesday night's a Bracha fish. Sunday night is Monday, it's not a good day. But the Gemara didn't answer that. Why? Because the Gemara holds, the reason of Shaktu holds, that for Bracha, you don't establish days.
This is Derech
Agav. Yeah. Now that there's another reason, that's the negative, so now you have a positive thing for a bracha.
So Bar Kapra is not Lechatchila. I mean, it's just stam. That's right. Why it's a brighter.
Right. That's a brighter that's explaining good advice. What?
Does the Shaktu apply to Betula too?
Shaktu the opposite way. The Gemara said before, because Gemara's question was, let him get married. If Bezdin, so get married Sunday night. So Gemara says, no. A psula needs 3 days before the wedding to prepare. So Shabbos is not a day. So like this, you get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You have 3 days, and then you get married Wednesday. Right? But see, Shaktu by an almana is the 3 days after the wedding. Shaktu by a psula is the preparation 3 days before the wedding.
The psula is going to have to show up for 7 days after.
Yeah, they're going to have 7 days anyway.
I forgot. Why is it that 3 days before the shaktu applies for...
Sula?
Yeah. I mean, meaning that the Mishnah says it is Monday and Thursday.
Bezdin. No.
So why the shaktu overrides that? I forgot.
Because a chamsi, there's two things over here. Number one, we need a bezdin, and we need shaktu.
So So why does Shaktu overrides the Monday?
Because if you could do both, Shaktu and Bezdin, then you do it Wednesday night.
Oh, I see.
Just for the reason of Shaktu, a psula can get married Thursday night. And then you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So Shaktu is more important than the Beit Din.
No. No.
Well,
because you have a Beis Din Thursday.
I know, but Shaktu overrides the Monday Beis Din.
So, why do you need a Monday Beis Din? You have a Thursday Beis Din.
So why do
Thursday Beis Din's not any worse than the Monday Beis Din.
Why are the Achamim zealous about having the bridegroom brought to the Beis Din next day?
Only if she's not a psula. She cheated him. She cheated him.
Because he's not allowed to be with her.
No.
It's not a psula that he thinks he committed adultery along the way. It means I wanted to marry a psula and she's not. He wants a refund on the ksuba.
All about money.
Yeah. Like somebody called me to an interesting thing, the reverse. Very interesting. You get reverse things from one extreme to the next. This Balas Tshuva couple called me. They got married. And they didn't write Psula by her, because she was a college kid. And the rabbi did the Siddur Kedushin, didn't write Psula. So, later they heard from somebody that even if they're not a Psula, you can write Psula, because he accepts her as a Psula.
Now he's claiming, I wanted
it. Now he's claiming the opposite. I want to write a psula, even though maybe she wasn't.
Psula, what's an psula?
A virgin.
What does he wonder? Just stop.
What does he care?
So I said, what do you care? First of all, you leave it as it is. He says, what happens if my kids see the ksuba one day? Wow. That's what he said to me. What happens if my kids see the ksuba one day? I said, why should they see the ksuba? Mm-hmm. You put it away, it's between you. You don't hang it on the wall. I mean, what's the what, like...
People do.
No, but in our circles we don't do that.
Yeah. Nobody can read it anyway.
You can read Hebrew. If you can read Hebrew, then those kids of Hebrew school.
I'll tell you, when you have the Shaila, this is Nebuch also going on a lot today. I get this a lot also. Girls from very frum homes, very, very frum homes, you know, for that, they're not psula.
How is that possible?
Like Yoshka. So they're not psula, but nobody in the family knows about it. Obviously the chosen has to know about it, because Alpi Din, like we said, he has to know that she's not a psula. So they want to know, what do we do by the chuppah?
Oh wow.
The family doesn't know. The parents don't know she's not a psula. And these are from people that know what it says in the ksuba. They're going to hear the ksuba being read under the chuppah, or they're going to be there when they sign the ksuba. They're going to know what's going on.
The kala saying that?
The kala is asking, what do I do?
What do you say?
No, you just said you can't write it, actually. You just said you can't write
it. I said that person said they heard that some people think it. There's two options. Either you don't tell anybody, and the rabbi writes what he writes.
But you read it, no?
No, the rabbi doesn't know either.
The rabbi doesn't know either. Don't tell the rabbi doing the wedding.
Okay.
No, they didn't call me because I'm doing the wedding.
Okay.
They called me
okay.
Without telling me a name.
I see.
So you don't tell the rabbi, that's it.
I see.
Yeah, so.
Or what they sometimes do is they write two ksubas.
Wow.
One is public under the chuppah, what they read.
One the real.
And later on, they take that away and do it. Those the people that know, write another one.
That's not misleading people?
People? Who cares about people?
No, you're reading it.
Reading it. Why do you read Iksuba?
Well, you have to ketubah. That's you misleading.
Why do you read Iksuba? Why do you read Iksuba?
Well, you have to ketubah.
You know, you can't have two. You have to rip up the other one.
No, but you're doing it.
Who cares what they read? You know why you read Iksuba under the chuppah?
Sure.
No, interruption, yeah.
To make a hefsik between Eidus and Nesuin.
Oh.
That's the only reason.
You think anybody knows what they're talking about anyway?
No.
I think most people care about the guy's meeting it. I think anybody knows what anybody let's get the wedding over
with. Okay, weiter. Back to the Gemara.
Let's get the wedding over with.
Now we are here. Can you do ketubah a few days before the khatuna?
Sfar don't do that.
But Chabad don't do that.
We do it the day before the wedding.
What is the reason?
You know that the Chabad ksuba according to Litvisher people are not kosher.
Why?
And there's Aun Gadish also.
Wow.
Chabad custom is that if the chup is at night, we still write the ksuba by day.
You write the day?
You write it. Today is Chofei Adar.
Okay.
So let's say there's a wedding tonight after Shkia. Okay. As a rule, we're medayik to write the ksuba during the day and write Chofei. But if the chup is at night, in the Litvish world and Nungarish world, they'll write the ksuba only at night. Chavav, the same night as the wedding. Our custom is dafka to write it during the day.
Right. But the wedding has to be during the day also.
No, that's what I'm saying. The wedding's at night and the ksuba is written during the day. Which is such a meratzis on their part. It's unbelievable. Because the ksuba, you can write even a few days before. The shibud of the ksuba, as long as the date of the ksuba and the kinyan of the ksuba is the same day. Not the wedding. Mm-hmm. A guy can write a ksuba 3 days before the wedding, 10 days before the wedding. What's the difference?
So why did they... It would be dated then.
Then. Yeah. A guy says, I am binding myself from today. When we get married, I'm binding myself from today. So why can't he bind himself a few days earlier?
It's a financial thing.
Yeah, it's a financial document.
So why do they... Did
you can't
like
write today's day for tomorrow. That's predated. That's not kosher. But the ksuba has nothing to do with the chuppah. A guy can't live with his wife if there's no ksuba. But who says the ksuba can be a few days earlier? No, there's a reason why we dafka do it by day. Some people say, it's a ma'isa bezdin. No, because it's a ma'isa bezdin, versus bibiyim. But whatever. I'm doing a wedding tomorrow night. I'm probably going to write the ksuba by day at the Kabbalah's Panim. Chup is definitely going to be at night. The ksuba I'm going to write before Shkia.
Come watch so if you learn.
Okay, if you come.
Free food?
It's an Eretz.
What is that?
Eretz Cultural Center. Oh. 5 o'clock Kabbalah's Panim, 6 o'clock Chuppah.
Oh man, yeah. that traffic over there.
I know all about it.
Forget it.
Thursday wedding?
No. Two Chabads.